This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
It's time for In the Fridge, live and uncut local music from the Fridge Recording Studios. In the Fridge is the product of the Volume Collective and supported by Free FM.
The Volume Collective is a local social enterprise which works with local musicians who are given the opportunity to record in one of the most historic studios in Hamilton. Performances are filmed for the In the Fridge web episodes by students from the University of Waikato and Wintec. For more about the Volume Collective, visit volumecollective.com and find them on YouTube. The Volume Collective.
Is that a thumb?
It was a thumb.
make a sound, don't make a sound.
In the Fridge, from the Volume Collective, and supported by Free FM.
Welcome to another episode of In the Fridge. I am host today because our other host is probably out getting
being
another
swanky
job.
He's having coffee in Wellington.
Selling coffee in Wellington. Yeah.
He's such a swankster.
So anyways, I'm in the fridge today with Looking for Alaska, you guys. And you guys have an album out and everything, right?
So we have an album out and
yes,
everything.
It's wicked.
Okay, everything. So, thanks, Jake.
Tell us sort of like, because it's all like happy music.
It's
like
pretty happy.
Pretty happy music.
And,
it's pretty
happy. And still able to make you ugly cry. Well, why to who? Anyway.
Why was he?
I still won't admit it, okay?
We could have caught him ugly crying on camera.
Your drug cap is off limits. My ugly crying is off limits. So anyways, tell us about like what you went through to write the whole thing.
It happened pretty slowly and naturally, because we've been playing together for a while but not really writing anything.
Yeah, I think the first one we wrote was the You Only See Me When You're Sleeping. That was like 2 years ago, and then that was the only kind of original song that we had for ages. Until people were like, I want to hear more of your stuff, so then we had to write stuff. But mostly we write separate stuff. Because when you're dating, you fight and then you scrap.
Generally we at least start the song on our own, and then quite a few of them were finished. A few of them were finished together. And most of the first album you kind of wrote, and there's a couple that I wrote, and then a couple that we kind of collaborated
on. Two of them.
Yeah, and then you wrote some on your own, and then some we kind of collaborated on a little bit. It was good.
Awkward band dynamics where you
What's
just
that
like
face for?
Collaborated.
We did. Hey, you're trying to claim it.
You're trying to claim it.
And you guys recorded that up at Roundhead, eh?
Yeah. We funded it all ourselves, just kind of with covers gig money. Because we didn't qualify for like any funding until, you know, kind of have an album and do a tour and all that kind of stuff, which we hadn't done.
It seems kind of ironic that you can't. Anyways,
it's like the whole you need entry level job, but you need 3 years
to
of experience
get
to get your job. So that was cool, and it kind of all happened by accident. You know, we just booked the time to do a single, and then we met Regan McKinnon from Hamilton, who produced the album.
Kingfisher Studios.
Yeah, and
check him out.
And we said, you should come produce our single, and he said, shit, if you book 2 days, you should just do a whole album. And we were like, okay. And then we did an album.
In 2 days.
2 days.
2 days.
Nice.
We played live, so we set up, you know, the drums and everything all in there because there's heaps of space there. And then we tracked it all the basic tracks were done in a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spent a leisurely afternoon on the second day doing some keys overdubs.
Okay, that sounds like a logistics nightmare.
Got Pascal on the violin.
It was kind of, we thought going up, we were like, this is either going to go amazing or it's all going to turn to custard. And we were just lucky that it went really amazingly. There's a great team at Roundhead, Scott Seabright was there engineering,
fast,
and he was amazing and just made it all run so smoothly.
He's from Te Awamutu as well.
He's from Te Awamutu. He grew up with Y,
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
Yep, so it worked, thankfully.
And Regan is wicked, so it's like all-star team up there.
All-star team.
It was cool, very cool.
An accidental all-star team.
Nice. Yeah. So like, for both of you guys did audio engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's where we met, studying at WinTech. It's audio engineering, and there's like a few other elements, like there's a songwriting element there and music theory and multimedia things. But yeah, a large part of it is production. And it was really cool. It was good. Yeah. Good degree.
And that helped out quite a bit with what you guys have
done.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, that's how we met. That's how we started working together. We had our first band. We were all at WinTech pretty much together.
That's how we got covers gigs too. Because the guy who runs it, like David Sidwell, he got asked like if he knew anyone who could do some covers, and he put our name forward and then kept putting our name forward. So we kept getting gigs and they just kind of snowballed. So shot David.
So yeah, so WinTech was awesome.
Plug
WinTech while we're in the fridge at the uni.
They work together.
one of our sound guys is from WinTech.
Woo!
Not you though.
Oh, no, he's not. Never mind. I like.
All right, sweet. So do you guys want to take us into the next one?
Yeah, I think we're going to do Wanderers, yeah?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Oh, so that's on the album as well?
Yeah, this one's on the album. The first track was not on the album. There was a new song called Gather Round.
We think that's what it's called.
Yeah, new songs, eh? Yeah, this one was on the album, and it's like our second highest streamed track on Spotify.
So I didn't know that. That's crazy.
It's because it's wicked.
It's got some cool, like, cello-y stuff in it too, eh?
On the album, yeah.
Yeah, because so you guys, you recorded that here.
We actually recorded part of that at the uni, that track, yeah.
In oh, right on.
Performing Arts Centre. With a nice big piano and all that, so. In the fridge. In the fridge. You can see why it's a joke now. It's getting really hot in here. It's in the fridge.
Is that why?
In the fridge.
It used to be called the fridge.
Why?
Because there was a fridge in here. And the door to enter this was actually an old...
Like heavy fridge door.
And you could just walk in.
A lounge has a TV in it. You don't call it the TV.
You're killing him.
tears unreal.
So what I actually wanted to talk to you guys about was like your favorite experiences, because you've been on tour and done stuff around New Zealand.
Tell
me about your favorite experiences on
tour. I don't know. I mean, playing heaps of cool places, you know, and like the album tour we did last year after we put it out was kind of the first proper tour we'd done, like a big one. You know, we'd played a few shows and stuff already, obviously, but favorite moments was like going to a town we've never played before and then like 80 people turn up, you know, and it's an amazing show. That was probably...
And like danced. And like got up and danced. When people sing along that aren't your mum, like...
You know, people singing along, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah, people like what we do and listen to it.
I can hear it happening, like, in the, because what we were playing in New Plymouth, at the TSB Lights thing, and there was someone in the crowd, when you know one, there was someone in the crowd who was singing it back, like, at the same time. I was like, is it echoing? Like,
you thought it was just an echo.
Yeah, but it was some girl, like,
so it was cool, you know, and stuff like that, and just hanging out on the road with, you know, everyone in the band and stuff, and,
So the guy who produced your album also plays in your band.
Awesome. He does, yes. And we've got, Stephen on the bass.
He's from Dinsdale.
And Penelope, the look it up.
Yeah. And we've got a new drummer at the minute, Will Page.
Oh, okay.
He was from Looky Loos. They're a Hamilton band, same time as, like, Penelope, the.
Tell me about, like, favourite bands. It doesn't have to be, like, New Zealand bands, but, like, favourite bands as well.
Amy's been real big. Well, we both have into the Staves lately.
Staves are real cool.
They're an English trio who
are sisters, like three sisters.
Yeah, three sisters, and they just have the most amazing harmonies.
Gorgeous harmonies.
Yeah, beautiful. What else? Kiwi music. We were Albie and the Wolves. Yeah, our good friends, and did a great album last year. Their album came out now. Came out in like November or something.
Yeah.
You know, they're fantastic. Marlon Williams too. We absolutely thrashed his album recently, which is it's been out for a couple of years now, but we hadn't got around to listening to it, and then we did, and we're super glad that we did because it's amazing. And you know, yeah, I guess people like that, eh?
Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love a bit of Sufjan.
He's my bae.
He's your bae. Tonight, Jake, we're going to be playing Kyle's song.
All my life I've waited for you. I've watched your body bursting through your tiny hands that fit so well. Around yours, blind by love. I thought I knew what I was in for, and I want you to stay.
Just stay with me. Just stay.
Stay
with me. Stay with me.
Just stay.
This is live local music in the fridge from the Volume Collective and supported by Free FM.
It's not the way that you touch me. It's not the way that you laugh when you're with your friends. It's in the way that arrives me. Falling into an ocean without an end. It's not the way that we fall out. It's not the way that we fight when we can't pretend. It's in the way that you call out. Like falling deeper until I see you again. I'll see you again.
I'm calling out. you hold me. It's not the way that you act when we're on our own. It's in the way that you're carefree. Like falling into a world without a home. It's not the way that we don't speak. It's not the way that we spend a night on our own. It's in the way that we don't sleep. Like falling deeper, sinking fast like a stone. Like a stone.
When your hand can't find a way out, I'm calling, I'm calling out. When your heart is 6 feet on the ground, I'm calling, I'm calling out. When your mind is clouded and filled with doubt, I'm calling, I'm calling out. Lost the one you can't be without. I'm calling, I'm calling, I'm calling, I'm calling out. I'm calling, I'm calling out. I'm calling.
So like these guys on Facebook, check us out at thevolumecollective.com/inthefridge.
In the fridge.
-the-fridge. And check our Patreon out, and we'll see you guys later. And thank you guys.
In the fridge.
No, thank you, Jacob.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
In the fridge.
Right, cool. And we're out.
You've been listening to live and uncut local music from the Fridge Recording Studios. In the Fridge is the product of the Volume Collective and supported by Free FM.
The Volume Collective is a local social enterprise which works with local musicians who are given the opportunity to record in one of the most historic studios in Hamilton. Performances are filmed for the In the Fridge web episodes by students from the University of Waikato and Wintec. For more about the Volume Collective, visit thevolumecollective.com and find them on YouTube. The Volume Collective.
For more episodes of this community access radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.